Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about peaceful marches in Harare over Zimbabwe's proposals to introduce or not.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about public protests in Zimbabwe.
Thousands of Zimbabweans staged a peaceful march in Harare today to express their dismay over the proposed introduction of bond notes. President Robert Mugabe's government has also failed to address some issues which the protesters were saying are causes of the deteriorating economic situation in the country and other issues that are affecting the country.
The protesters urged President Robert Mugabe to step down, claiming that he has allegedly failed to run the country.
And so tonight we want to hear from you viewers on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-217-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077 Gibbs.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how it's going to be. So, bebe corona nguti kula lokuthi ama bond notes. Omethi nxa kubuye October abe khona. Afakwe abantu basebenze via ama business.
Kwasara August na September.
Aha.
Kuti October apinde.
2 months manje.
2 months.
Eh. Antu nakwana so 2 months.
Zvino 2 months.
Yei kunjalo.
Zvino Gibbs janisingadzwisenje kuti ma bond notes dzimwe atodhindwa kusvika nasi.
Yeah.
Atopo amirira kungoti October, but vanhu vakucharamba.
Yeah.
Asivaka tanga wakwanu wachiramba kutambira mabondo notes kubira kukutanga. Ndizvozvo.
So, isi kwa sabake chonga lapa kuti abantu kuza hlupa loko. Nga kuti abantu bengafuni kuti mabondo notes la abuye. You know, we are going to be able to elizweni kungabi lokuhlaliseka.
Ndizvozvo.
Njalo nxa bekhuluma bona, bathi mabondo notes la uhulumende uzamuta lete iZimbabwe dollar. Yakumbula iZimbabwe dollar lapana uyifake ebhareni.
Yeah.
Inqwaba nqwaba kuti satenga one loaf.
One loaf.
Asiye
anga isiri Zimbabwe dollar manje ke.
Yeah.
Anga ari mabiera check.
Ikonoko kanye.
Ukatengesa zvirimwa, ukaenda ku Grain Marketing Board GMB kana ku Cotton Marketing Board unopiwa check.
Yeah.
Ndo zvazvakafanya naizvozvo. Yanga iri biera check. Akaita kura ndiye muridzi wayo. Ukaidonedza ndikainhonga ya check yangu.
Anjovona.
Idze ku GMB dzinongozonyorwa Stones Gibbs Dube.
Yeah.
Yanga iri biera check. Akaita kura ndiye muridzi wayo.
Manje ngiro mungano wamwe ajana kuti ungano kuchama kasi. Wazi upongo spread.
Yeah.
Waihlekezelani.
Zvakaoma Gibbs wangu ka nhasi tiri kuzeya kuratidzira kwaitika muguta reHarare kwatinonzwa kuti kwapindwa nezviuru nezviuru zvevanhu zvapinda mumugwagwa vachiratidzira vachiramba kutambira mabond notes. Mari yatonzwa kuti iruda kuparurwa nehurumende muna October, asi mapurisa anonzi azomboita hwakitsina gonzo nevanga vachiratidzira ivava mushure mekunge vabva kuhofisi yegurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa kwavasiya gwaro renyunyuto. Vanga vakuenda kuparamende kuti vanosiya rimwe gwaro kwatinonzwa kuti ndo pazoita kukandwa kwematie gas nezvimwe zvakadaro. Taona vamwe vanga vachitaura takuwara vatatina pachirongwa chedu Gibbs vanga vachiragidza maronda ekuwara. Saka ndonyaya dzira toda kuti kurukure tichinzwa. Taita rombo rakanaka nokuti abata mutungamiri webato Transform Zimbabwe vaJacob Mugaruvume vanoiva nebato rakaendesa nyaya iyi kudare nezuro. Mushure mekunge mapurisa arambidza vanhu kuratidzira ikoko kana kufora ikoko, Transform Zimbabwe yakaenda kudare repamusoro High Court zvechimbi chimbi agent chamber application vakapiwa mvume yekunzi aiwa regai vanhu varatidzire vasingakanganiswe nemapurisa regai mi vanhu vaita zvavanoda ndozvinobvumidzwa nebumbiro remutemo zvatonzwawo ndozvanga zvichitwa nevanhu asi vasitandaniswa nemapurisa.
Oh yes, chonga, we've got Mr. Ngaruvume on the line right now. Mr. Ngaruvume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Are you on the line, Mr. Ngaruvume?
Yes, I'm on the line. I can hear
Hello,
you.
Hello, Mr. Ngaruvume, are you there?
Yeah, he can. He says he can hear us.
Oh, you can hear us. Maybe.
Yes.
Go ahead and ask him one or two questions.
Mr. Ngaruvume, maybe the first question is how successful this demonstration or protest or march, whatever people want to call it, was.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kandemiri. The march was very successful. We would like to thank the people of Zimbabwe for the overwhelming support against the bond not march. And people came out in their thousands, and they are humbled by that support which we received from the people of Zimbabwe. And it was a success. But of course, success is measured in two fronts. Yes, the people came out to protest in their number, which we appreciate. But now, the main part of that success should be when government resigned their decision to introduce bond law, which is illegal. So that would consider success to the whole march when we achieve to stop government from introducing bond law.
But do you think this has any positive impact, the protests and the petitions? Because we understand, I think it was early this week, that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe governor announced that the bond notes will be introduced in October and everything is going according to plan.
It means a lot when people come together to collectively say no to an illegal currency which the government wants to introduce. And in any case, our argument as citizens, as Zimbabweans, is that Section 68 of the Constitution reads with Chapter 3 of the Administrative Justice Act, compels or requires the Reserve Governor to act in a lawful manner. And there is nothing in the Reserve Act or the Banking Act which empowers the governor of the Reserve Bank to introduce bond notes. So introducing bond notes will be plainly contrary to the law. It's plainly illegal. And so when people come together to raise these concerns, it means the law, even to the Reserve Bank government. Should he go ahead and introduce the bond notes which are illegal, which the people don't want? If he goes ahead, he has already seen the move in the people. The people are angry. We will simply not accept the bond note. We will not accept it as money. We will reject it on the street, in the market, and everywhere. It will only be a current which we and whoever will use. But the people of God will say no. And if they don't want to listen to the people, they will see we are ready for that conversation.
So, Mr. Ngaruvume, today you actually went to the Minister of Finance's offices and you actually met the permanent secretary there. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, we met the permanent secretary who informed us that the Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, was not around, was in another pre-arranged engagement. And so we explained to him where we are coming from as citizens and as Zimbabweans. We explained to him who we are and what our concerns about the bond law, and then we left the petition. And we assured us that Mr. Chinamasa would come back to us in a reasonable time frame before the introduction of the bond law to tell us of what they make of that petition.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngaruvume. May you kindly stay on the line. Gibbs, we have Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelindaba Mpopoma. Honorable Chuma, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. And as usual, we say welcome and thank you for sparing some minutes with us. The topic today is on the protest or march that was held in Harare by many Zimbabweans, including Transform Zimbabwe and the president of the party, Mr. Jacob Ngaruvume, who is also a part of our guests here. And how do you view these protests? People saying no to bond notes, and the government is saying bond notes is the answer to our problems.
My first take on this whole issue is that are we now doing protests like it's something which is inflation, or we are being genuine, or what? Because I know for a fact that at times, as Zimbabweans, they have a tendency of following a certain trend. I remember when some person started this Chuhuta thing, the Quelbert, then everybody was going after that, looking for that and wanting to rear the Quelbert. Everyone wanted to be associated with the Quelbert. And now, here we are, somebody again, a pastor who was supposed to be administering our souls and making them pure for the Lord, decided to jump into politics and do a hashtag, this flag. And now everybody now is on that same bandwagon again. And then I said to myself, how sincere are we? How real are we? Is it all about realism, or it's about putting your name into some famous marketable place or something? That is a question that actually quickly jumps into my mind. But look, if we are about wanting to fix things, then the very first port of call should be understanding whatever is happening. Yes, I have a problem at times with the government not communicating well and properly to the citizens of Zimbabwe. But still, after the communications have been done and explanations have been put across, and having looked into this whole issue of the bond notes, how they are supposed to be introduced, how they're going to be used, honestly speaking, anybody who wants to alleviate the cash shortages and the problems that we are currently facing would sincerely embrace that as a short-term solution while we try and a bridge up the longer version of this route. And the longer version is to then get our economy to start producing, and then we are stable. But now, solutions are coming up. Okay, fine. You don't want the bond note. And then what? What solutions are you coming up with? Are you criticizing constructively, or it's now just a mere game? It's now a mere way of trying to attract a bit of fame to your side and probably end up getting a bit of some money from the Western donors, who are very quick to look at anybody who has a bad voice, a bad say about the president. Surely it becomes a hero to the Western world. And then I said to myself, is that how we want to seriously build Zimbabwe, or we have fallen into a prank of following suit what somebody else has started? Those are the questions that are coming into my mind. But if it's a genuine thing, then let us start talking. Okay, if you don't want bond notes, what solutions are you proffering? What do you suggest as another way out? Because government is not about just the government alone, because the government is the people. So the people, while they want to protest, they must come up and say, no, do not introduce bond notes, but instead, why can't you do A, B, C, D? And then now we can say, okay, we are looking at trying to solve Zimbabwean problems genuinely as Zimbabweans. Because look here, nobody's going to come out from heaven or Mars or anywhere and come and solve our problems here in Zimbabwe besides us Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. So are we genuine?
Honorable, maybe we can give a chance to Mr. Ngaruvume to just briefly respond to that before we go to our caller.
Right. You see, it's very unfortunate that Mr. Chuma decided to speak in such an arrogant manner on matters which are very pertinent to the nation. What was done in the petition was proposed a solution to what government should do and must do to ease the challenge that we have. In the first place, it is government that is responsible for the must do in terms of bond notes, we call on the government to immediately institute the necessary reforms to bring police contracts with the legal recovery to the people of Zimbabwe. We call on them to act as specific economic reforms. For instance, they should honor and support these negotiated agreements and the livelihoods of the poor, especially cross-border traders and vendors, by creating social instrument number 54, which will keep helping our people. They should send an unmistakable signal to welcome foreign investment to create better in the job. This is what government should be focusing on. And we propose all these things to the ministry and to the government. It is important for them to undertake an audit of our debt situation on the basis to engage the international community to which they should have been. They should respect the economic need and recovery fund.
Yes.
From the international community, they should embrace as a global thing. This time, you know, the world is a global place, but the actual government is doing none of it except the arrogance that you hear them to say, okay, if you are in politics, if you are pastor or a man of God, then you should not be in politics. So what we say is that only non-Christians or arrogant people like you should only be the people that are in politics. That doesn't make sense.
Thank you, Mr. Ngarivume. Thank you, Mr. Ngarivume. We'll come back to you. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngarivume. Stay on the line. We have a caller, Vachuwai, from Beitbridge. Magadi. Takasimba, tine urombo tambo kuti mubate kwekanguwa asi pinda yenyu muchirongwa.
Halo, ina.
Taurai tinzwe vacho hai.
I think we've got a pit line there, Chunga.
Oh, yeah. Ane mani cross line.
Yes. Halo. No, I think we're going to call you back because we've got a pit line there, sir. So, we're going to come back to you as soon as possible. Please drop your line. We're going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a protest that was in Harare. The protesters were marching against what is called bond notes. These bond notes will be introduced in Zimbabwe sometime in October. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And our guests tonight are Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda Mpopoma. We also have Mr. Jacob Ngarivume, President of Transform Zimbabwe Party. So now, Baba Chuma, uzwele lapa mnumzano Ngarivume. Wekuluma sibele siti, abantu wakufuni kono kutuwa ngama pon notes. So ngara nje ngama fichani, uchukuti, okwezi utukulumenda kulete, abantu wakufuni kui.
Unfortunately, I'll be honest with you, I did not clearly hear what the other gentleman was saying. Ilan Lage is a bit bad.
Mm.
But, you know, you just respond to what you're saying. Uhulumende, uhulumende wabantu. Nako ke nxa elezinto ezinjengazo nalezo ezikhuluma ngazo namhlanje ama-bond notes. Kuqakathekile ukuba ngabe siyayehla phansi ebantwini sichasise into izwakale kuhle ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babe lokwethemba ukuthi uhulumende into le akhuluma ngayo imqoka njalo izosiza. Ngoba iqiniso elikhona ukuthi ye ngenxa yezinto ezenzakalayo emuva ngapha siyakhumbula isikhathi selovela sama-bearer check nendawo ezinjalo njalo abantu bagcina sebeluze izimali zabo ezinjenge emabhanki abantu abakatholi ngathi into abantu ngesilungu i-confidence. Ngakho-ke kubuya endaweni ema-bond notes le bekufuze ngabe siwuchazele kuhle abantu sehla phansi saspreada i-information kuhle ukwenzela abantu bakuzwisise ngoba mina ngingangukhangela into lokwami akusiyo nto embi nxa kubanjwe kuhle kwasebenziswa ngendlela efakwe ngayo nguhulumende and akula ngeyindlela futhi uhulumende angabhanisa ngako ngoba into leyana ibhono lenxa ibuya inekava emali eyavela e-Afrizim Bank. Ngakho-ke akula ngenye indlela ukuthi uhulumende angasukenze bupaka njalo ke uyakhanya futhi ukuthi thina vele abantu sabenzisinga amakholo kuza amakhulu kakhulu ntona abanye sibese bakhangela ngaphana okubana bazinotise ngemalona leyana sibe senza lokana abakuthi yona i-money dealing abantu sibefaka ama-crosnet anxa ufuna i-health dollar wena lempondoni zakunemali engaka sizenzela into ezinjalo into kumele ngabe siyasuswa enqondweni zabantu singene ngento leyi sibuntuna into le izoncedisa um okwesikhathi esifitshane sisadlula ekuhluphekeni lonke elisikikho ukwenzela ukuthi kona umuntu angayehluleki ukuthenga nokuthengisa khonapha phakathi kwelakithi elezimbabwe ukanti-ke nxa usufuna ukuphumela phandle ngale ususebenzisa yona-ke imali leyana emelika kumbe irandi kumbe any other currency engabe isetshenziswa kodwa into lezi bezifuze ngabe zichazele kuhle abantu ukuthi bakuzize ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babe ne-confidence nohulumende wabo.
Yes, I was a kuluke baba Chuma. So what Mr. Chuma is saying is that you know this is a short-term measure that is designed to revitalize the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So he says people should not worry a lot, even if they are reflecting on what happened to the Zimbabwe dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's saying no, cool down. We're going to do something, and we wish to actually inform our listeners and our viewers that today we're not actually live streaming our live talk show because President Barack Obama is set to address Mandela Washington Fellows in Washington right now. In that kind of fellowship, there are about 60 Zimbabweans that are attending what is called the Presidential Summit. So that is the apex, or let me say, the top shelf of the Mandela Washington kind of package, you know. So all the fellows are meeting with Mr. Obama.
1,000 of them.
Yeah, so Zurugandaba, Namtalinga Shai Ngoba, Aso Zisibe, Silab Streamer, Ngoba Umongameli Ubarack Obama, weMelika ukhangela ukuthi akhulume labantu okuthiwa iMandela Washington Fellows laba ngabantu abakuhlelo lolu abakhona ngale eWashington DC kumbe ngithi lapha eWashington DC lapha bakusummit okuthiwa i-presidential summit nxa sokubuya isummit enjalo umongameli Obama ujalo ukuhlangana labo baxoxe so bese sisaba ukuthi-ke kungaphambaniseka nxa ukuthi singa-live streamer ngesikhathi esifanayo abantu begcina besiba-divided nje
ndizvoro Gibbs ndichazopirikira nerurimi rwechizezuru tambonzwa kubva kuna mukoma Sam makadii mukoma Sam
mukoma makasimba here
ba ndiri mupenyu muri kudonhu ripi mukoma Sam
Free State kuHarry Smith
kusouth africa uku
ichokwadi
ndizvozvo aiwa pindai muchirongwa nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yekuratidzira kwaitwa nhasi papaine kuratidzira kwakatipfekeranei papaine nyaya yekurambwa kwemabond notes kwoitawo vamwe vechidiki vari kuti tapedza zvidzidzo asi hatina mabasa vanga vachiratidzirawo kwoitawo vamwe vanga vachiti aiwa utongo hwamugabe nehurumende hunenge hwatadza kusimudza nyika kubva kumadhaka saka dai vari vamwe vasiya zvigaro ndo zvanga zviripo nhasi tipei pfungwa dzenyu
mukoma chekutanga ndechekuti hatikarabiri vanhu vatichingodzidza tisingakuwani mabasa tichikuita madokta mainjiniya vanhu vagere kumba vatakana nemadzibaba baba anoti wakaendere chimwana angu kuchikoro dai vaindibetsera uye zvive ndazorora kusenza saka zvirevi chinhu zviri kuitika munyika zvi
saka imi munokurudzira chii nokuti tambonzwa honarable chuma vari kusvoropodza nyaya yekuti mangoti kanhu kadikidiki muhamaratidzira pane dzimwe nzira dzokuti munogona kusvitsa nadzo zvichemo zvenyu kuhurumende
aiwa izvozvi kutoitika zvakanaka nekuti tatisingakwanisi nguva yakapiresa ichichidzirwa asi nezvidza nguva yekuti nguva yakwana takufanira kuratidzira zvatinoda munyika yedu nekuti kumunyika mutisu ti varidzi venyika nekuti kutonga ungatongi matombo unotonga vanhu
aiwa maita basa
yemabhondi koini haiwa hatiide vada kupa mari kuda kuita mari nekusaiti kwavo
mabhondi notes asika nyaya iripo ndeyekuti bhondi noti rinongotenga zvaa zvichingoitawo US dollar nokuti chikuru ndechekuti une bepa iroro here riri kumirira mari ndofunga ndo zvinenge zvichitsanangurwa nevanoziva nyaya dzezveupfumi kuti aiwa chaunenge wakatakura iyi akatakura iye ndiye chawakabata ndiwo mari
hazviri nani kunotenga newspaper tocheka newspaper toita mari yemunyika kana zvakadaro
aiwa mukoma maita basa mukoma Semu ipfungwa yenyuwo ndofunga vateereri vari kuinzwa Gibbs unemwe muteereri
ye lo munozana kuandrew baba Andrew unjani kuna ape kole kuyangizwa Andrew egoli
ndofunga nare yawe inenge
kuhambe kubira
kuchena vanhu Gibbs regaini bo zivisa vanhu kuti nasi hatina live streaming pamadande mutande vajaira kutona tichitefenyura tichibuda live nasi hatina nokuti pane urongwa hukuru hunokosha huri kuitika kudivire mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica President Barack Obama kwavari kusangana nevechidiki vanosvika chiuru vanga vari muno muAmerica kuchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Tinonzwa kuti kune vanosvika 56 vanobva kuZimbabwe vari kupinda muchirongwa ichocho. Nhasi vari kupeta chirongwa vachisangana nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vanove vakaparura chirongwa ichochi muna 2010. Saka ndo urongwa huripo ndofunga ndo vanenge vachibuda padande mutande panguva yamanga muchifanira kunge muchitiona. Asi zvisinei vurai nepfenyuro dzenyu maradio tiri kutefenyura
eredweni sikona sibi live kona ngapo ntemba liyasizwa kuhle sibe sesibuyela ke umnumzana ungarivume Mr. Ngarivume, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Right. Nofunga Gibbs, tikakumbira if Mr. Ngarivume, if you are using a loudspeaker, maybe you can switch that off so that you are clear. I heard Honorable Chuma saying he can get
okay,
you.
Yeah. So if you have got that alternative, can you do it, please? Yes.
Yeah, in fact, I am not. I
Oh,
okay. So maybe we've got that kind of a problem. So now, in brief, Mr. Ngarivume, how effective are these kind of protests in terms of, you know, bringing change in Zimbabwe? One minute.
Yeah, they are very effective. They are very effective because that, firstly, it's provided for in the Constitution for us to protest and make sure that we put pressure on a regime that is resistant to change. So it is very important for us to express that anger and also to express alternative ideas to measures like the bond not with government is trying to introduce. So it's very effective when people come together. And any sensible government or any serious government should, in fact, respond to people's concerns. That is the expectation. But of course, when a government is arrogant and when they choose not to listen to the people, then they can do whatever they want. They can ignore it. But of course, they can ignore it at a cost. One day, surely, the people, that's why you see people rising up to resist the regime that don't want to listen to them. So I think this is a way and a warning shot to the government to stop to listen to people.
So let's get to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, there's nothing wrong with people demanding regime change. That's politics. So this is what, exactly what people are doing. So can you react to that?
When you want to demand regime change, there's only one constitutional way of doing that, and that is going to the public who do the voting themselves and canvassing for their support. That's if you have now registered a political party and then hope that the people will vote for you. And when they do so, then you can come in and change the regime through the ballot box. Unless if we want to bring it through other unorthodox means, then you can lay it on the table. But if it's about the constitutional and democratic way of doing it is through the ballot box. In 2013, it happened. That ushered Bin Gabe regime. 2018 is coming. Let's wait for it. And while I'm at it, may I also personally say,
Can you hold it, Mr. Chuma? Can you hold it a little bit? Can you hold it a little bit? We are coming back. We are just taking a short break. We just want to drink a bit of water and. Mr. Chuma, so hold on there. And Mr. Jacob Ngarivume too, can you hold on there? So wish to say goodbye to some of those people who always listen to us on the radio. So stay tuned.